Hour number two of the News Hour of Pensacola right now. News Radio 92.3. I'm Joe Ford. Gracie Wolf alongside. The number is, what is the number, Gracie? 437-1620,
yep.
Right? Yep. If you want to shoot your text in, let us know your thoughts on everything that's going on today. You certainly can do that. We'll review them throughout this hour. Just a little late there on the Channel 3 update there, so we'll go ahead and get a look at your very latest traffic and weather together on the fives.
Well, roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns, and our slowdowns on 98 have cleared up. So if you do see something on the roads or you have some details, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. And this traffic update is brought to you by ECUA. Help ECUA ensure recyclable materials are processed correctly and keep the recycling program on track. Go to livegreen.ecua.com. or down the Recycle Coach app today. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather.
Tonight, a little fog may develop and the weather will be humid. Lots of clouds will be hanging around in the skies. Overnight lows will be mainly in the upper 60s. Rain chance on Tuesday, 30%. We'll see some sun, some clouds, and high temperatures will run between 80 and 85 degrees. Each day this week, there's a slight chance a shower or storm pops up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News Forecast.
850-2626-111 is the traffic line. We'll have another traffic and weather update in about a minute and a half to keep us on schedule there. Top three stories around the world today. Closing arguments have started in former President Trump's civil rape trial after the former president declined to testify. China says it's imperative to stabilizing U.S. Relations. Driver in the deadly Texas crash charged with manslaughter after killing eight people. A terrible weekend in the state of Texas. Not only the eight dead there, but also another mass shooting at an Allen, Texas outlet mall on which a man who was armed with a high-powered rifle was able to kill eight people before he was killed by a police officer who was out on the scene responding to a totally different call there, but just a devastating weekend in the state of Texas. Quick local headlines here before we get traffic and weather together. We heard from a funeral director, one of the funeral directors kind of at the center of this. Of course, you'll recall a few funeral directors sent letters to Escambia County outlining their concerns about the state medical examiner's office. One of them talked to our Andrew McKay earlier this morning on the Pensacola Morning News, said that the letters were because or came out of a meeting with Escambia County Commissioner Stephen Berry, who told the according to him, told the funeral home directors to write the letters to the county. So we reached out to Commissioner Stephen Berry today for comment on that. We have not heard back then, but certainly something to keep our eye on this thing is probably not going away, even though there has been some resolution between the funeral home directors and the state medical examiner's office. 6:15 now, traffic and weather together.
Roads are still looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no delays. We do have an accident on 29. This is going to be right off of Neal Road, but showing no slowdowns. But just keep that in mind. If you see something on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Let's get a quick look at our weather.
The weather tonight will be warm and humid with overnight lows in the 60s. Also, we might see a little fog develop during the late night and morning hours. Rain chance on Tuesday is 30%. Certainly something might pop up right in the middle of the day. We'll watch for that. Highs will be in the low 80s on Tuesday. And each day this week, we've got a small chance that a shower or a thunderstorm pops up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News Forecast.
Around Florida, Governor DeSantis signing bills, three bills protecting the state of Florida from foreign influence. Seven countries on the radar: China, Cuba, Iran, North Korea, Russia, Syria, and Venezuela. One of the bills would prevent people from China and those other six countries from buying farmland or property near military bases or critical infrastructure unless they are U.S. citizens or a permanent resident. The second bill blocks state universities and colleges from entering into partnerships with China, along with those six other countries. The third bans TikTok from government and educational institution servers and devices. Also, Gracie, I don't know about you. I do not like going to the DMV ever. It used to be where you didn't have that nice little app or, you know, where you could sign in online and say, hey, here's what I want to do. And they would tell you what your estimated wait time is. So if it was like 4 hours from now, you could just chill out at home for 3.5 hours and then go there. You used to have to go down there and just wait in line for 4 hours. But a statewide computer outage affected DMVs throughout Florida today. No word on exactly what it was, but they say it's not likely to be back anytime soon, at least by the end of the end of today. That from Pasco County, their tax collector's office. So it's always an adventure going to the DMV. I can't imagine going there with statewide computer outages. So rough situation there. What's going on around the nation today?
Yeah, it would stink to turn 16 this week and get your driver's license and get all excited for it. Well, nationally, President Biden is going to welcome House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders tomorrow to go over the debt ceiling. McCarthy says that the House is not going to approve any deals that does not cut spending to address the growing budget deficit. And Democrats say that Congress must pass a debt limit hike first, then negotiate over the cuts in the budget reforms later. The Justice Department could decide to charge Hunter Biden this week. Potential charges are related to tax filings and an illegal firearm purchase. And Kentucky Congressman James Comer says the DOJ is going to pause, saying that he's going to close releasing the bank records of the Biden family. And lastly, also involving Biden, the Biden is pushing for the Department of Transportation is going to propose a new rule that's going to require airlines to provide customers with vouchers, miles, or even cash refunds when flights are canceled, delays by something that's over the airline's control. So we saw a lot of airline problems a lot last year during the holidays. So hopefully this will help that out. What's going on in sports? I know there's a lot of basketball going over tonight.
Yeah, we got a doubleheader on TNT getting underway in about 12 minutes from now. The New York Knicks and the Miami Heat squaring off in Miami. That's a series the Heat lead 2-1. Also, the Lakers and the Warriors will face off next. They get underway at about 9 o'clock Central Time, again on TNT. Baseball right now, the Rays in the bottom of the third lead the Orioles 1-0. The Braves are off, and then a bit later on, 8:40 Central Time, the Marlins are in Arizona taking on the Diamondbacks. In about 40 minutes from now, the NHL draft lottery will be on ESPN in the lead up to the Vegas Golden Knights and the Oilers. They will start at 7:30. That series tied 1-1. 6:20 right now. We'll take a quick break, come back with more. You're listening to the News Hour of the Pensacola Right Now with Joe Ford and Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. It is hour number two of the News Hour with Pensacola Right Now. I'm Joe Ford, Gracie Wolf also. I think Bobby's just decided to take a nap for the rest of the day today. Said, you guys just do it. I'm over today. I completely understand
Mondays,
that. We talked all week. We built this up to a crescendo, the coronation. And between the two of us, the odds were that you would be the one that was up at 4:20. Turns out it was me who was up at 4:20. My wife predicted this. It turned to be prophetic. I was the one who was up at 4:20, and I stayed awake long enough to see the crowning and him getting the scepter, the sword, the jewel, you know, all that stuff. We'll talk about it a little bit more along with what's going on in pop culture today right after traffic and weather together.
Well, the roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no major slowdowns, as well as 98. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Let's get a quick look at our weather from Alan Strum.
Tonight, a little fog may develop and the weather will be humid. Lots of clouds will be hanging around in the skies. Overnight lows will be mainly in the upper 60s. Rain chance on Tuesday, 30%. We'll see some sun, some clouds, and high temperatures will run between 80 and 85 degrees. Each day this week, there's a slight chance a shower or a storm pops up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
437-1620, the number you can text in. Were you awake for any of the coronation activities? If so, what did you think about it? Gracie, the part that I really liked was when King Charles got the crown, when he got all those items. It was a very, you know, you felt like watching it in that moment. That's exactly how it was like when King George was coronated in like 1738 or whenever it was.
Yeah.
That part of the coronation ceremony was like, okay, I can see how this is. I mean, it was like you were stepping back in time. This is how they've done it for literally thousands of years.
And for a lot of it, it's like the same crown his mom wore. Yep. So it's the same, you know, the dressing of it, the same talk, like everything's kind of, you know, straight from the textbook, really. So I did not wake up at 4:20. I was all talk, all bark and no bite.
That's right.
But I got my reels. I got my TikTok video. So I got a good look at it. I kind of feel bad for King Charles. I do like him, but I feel like it's, you know, he was Elizabeth's son for the longest time, and now he's just William's dad.
We're just waiting for William.
Yeah, because Kate and William kind of stole the show. They looked just like the perfect couple, looked cute as a button, all their kids and everything. So
before we get to some pop culture headlines, your thoughts on the on Harry, his being there, his body language, what did you take away from him?
I saw some videos of him like smiling when he was in. I mean, obviously we knew he was going to be a couple rows back. We knew he wasn't going to be on the balcony waving after a book, Oprah documentary, basically saying that his family has treated him badly. But I think that it's nice that he went. I mean, he was in and out. I think he was back on a plane about an hour after the ceremony. So I don't know. I don't know what to say about that, man. But overall, I think it was great. In other pop culture news, that's the last of the coronation recap if you are a coronation hater. But in TV news and movie news, Guardians of the Galaxy made a big weekend that was the Volume 3 tops the box office, made about $114 million this weekend in the box office. Super Mario followed in second place with $19 million, and then Evil Dead Rise with about $6 million. If you are a Stranger Things fan, I got some bad news for you. There's going to be a little bit of a delay. This is going to be due to the writer's strike. So creators Matt and Ross Duffer shared news on a tweet on Saturday saying that the official writers are basically going to have to stop for a bit just due to this writer's strike. They took to Twitter to say that, you know, that they hope a fair deal is reached soon so they can all go back to work. But until then, they're over and out. Hashtag WGA strong. That's what they wrote. And then in other TV news, if you are a Yellowstone fan, I got some bad news and good news. You know, we knew this was going to be the last season of Yellowstone, but we didn't know when they were going to come out with that second half of season 5. Well, it's going to be in November. This is going to be the last of season 5, but then just a month later, debuting in December, there's going to be a new sequel series. So Yellowstone has officially is coming to an end with the final episodes of the Mega Paramount Network. The fifth season is going to launch in the end of it. It's going to be launched in December. And then we don't have a lot of info on what this new season is going to be about, but this new series. But there is some word that maybe Matthew McConaughey is a part of it. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes if you're a Yellowstone fan. What do we got tonight going on for sports, Joe?
Yeah, so just about ready to get started on TNT, NBA doubleheader. The Heat leading the Knicks 2-1 in their series. That gets started at 6:30. 9 o'clock immediately following that, the LA Lakers will look to build on their 2-1 series lead against the Golden State Warriors. 7:30 on ESPN, the Vegas Golden Knights and Edmonton Oilers. That's the only NHL game on the schedule here tonight. That series tied at 1-1. Half hour from now, one NHL team's fortunes are going to change big time. The NHL draft lottery. The Anaheim Ducks have the best chance at generational talent Connor Bedard. After the Fox News update, all of the local headlines, plus something regarding a cell phone could lead to high blood pressure. We'll tell you what that is coming up. Listening to the News Hour of Pensacola right now, hour number two on a Monday. Pretty dreary Monday in terms of the weather. We'll get that in just a minute right after Traffic on the Fives. Gracie Wolf.
Well, roads are looking good, even though our weather is gloomy. Nothing to slow you down on I-10 or I-110. If you do see something, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Home Outlet, where you can find a great new look for your kitchen, bathrooms, and flooring. Home Outlet, 5007 Davis Highway. Let's get a quick look at our weather.
The weather tonight will be warm and humid with overnight lows in the 60s. Also, we might see a little fog develop during the late night and morning hours. Rain chance on Tuesday is 30%. Certainly something might pop up right in the middle of the day. We'll watch for that. Highs will be in the low 80s on Tuesday. And each day this week, we've got a small chance that a shower or a thunderstorm pops up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks, Alan. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Well, hopefully that weather shower for tomorrow comes before or after Bands on the Beach. That's right. Tomorrow night is Bands on the Beach, thanks to Santa Rosa Island Authority. Going to be at the Gulfside Pavilion starting at 7. And this week, it's going to be Grits and Greens taking the stage. They are doing rock and roll, soulful jam. So it's going to be awesome. And just make sure to check that out. That's every Tuesday night at Pensacola Beach, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Joe and I were talking just a little bit about the coronation happening this weekend. Got a text in, Earl from Gulf Breeze. I like the pageantry of it all, although I am ancient. Well, I do too, and I'm not ancient. So
yeah, no, I think it has an appeal, and you know, like we've talked about, you know, we don't really understand why we like it and watch it, but we do. I mean, for me, I really do like history, and you know, we talked about this last segment was seeing King Charles get the sword and the scepter and the stones and everything that was, you know, by the book, like you said. I mean, you looked like you were watching something from like the year 1000. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like that has been going on for centuries and centuries and centuries. And, you know, I can't wait to see, you know, it was cool to see Prince George in the back of King Charles
holding
there holding the robe.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's a lot to look forward to. The monarchy, as they say, is a setup for the next 100 years. Top three stories around the world today. President Trump's civil rape trial, closing arguments have now started. President Trump, for what it's worth, declined to testify. China says it's imperative to stabilize U.S. relations. And the driver in the deadly Texas crash charged with manslaughter after killing eight people there. One person who didn't get the memo on China, Governor Ron DeSantis today, signing bills that would protect the state from foreign influence. China being one of seven countries singled out. The second bill blocks state universities and colleges from entering into partnerships with China, along with Cuba, Iran, North Korea, Russia, Syria, and Venezuela. The third bans TikTok from government and educational institution servers. Here at home, we heard from Sheriff Chip Simmons. He had a press conference after there was a five-hour standoff yesterday that ended in an officer-involved shooting. 53-year-old Ronnie Clark, the suspect, threatened a bail bondsman who was there at his home to take him into custody on drug charges. Following the standoff, a deputy fired a single shot, hitting and killing Clark. The deputy now on paid administrative leave as the Florida Department of Law Enforcement is investigating that, as they always do in an officer-involved shooting. Scambia County last week, county leaders voted to pass an ordinance that will reduce the amount of private beach signs on Perdido Key. Of course, there is still the research and the legal battles that are going on or that will be going on regarding what is private beach, what is public beach. Commissioner Jeff Bragosch is kind of leading that effort regarding the 75-foot easements that allow public access. But last week when the commissioners met, they passed the ordinance that limits signs to one per property at the dune line. Busy weekend for FHP. You had a fatal accident On Saturday in Santa Rosa County, on Saturday, this at State Road 87, Hickory Hammock Road, at the scene, a 54-year-old Milton man was declared dead. The other person involved, who troopers say ran a red light and hit the car, was a 62-year-old man from Fort Walton Beach. Today, FHP says that that man, the Fort Walton Beach man, died at his home, and that now the state medical examiner's office is investigating. At the time of the crash report, troopers said that the Fort Walton Beach man had only suffered minor injuries, so not known if there was something else going on related to the crash or if this was something else entirely, but that man declared dead 2 days after that fatal accident involving a man from Milton. Gracie, state headlines, there's a bit of a brouhaha at the DMV around Florida today. What happened and why?
That's right. A statewide computer outage is affecting DMVs around Florida. So officials from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles say that there's no timeline on when the system is going to get back. And Pasco County Tax Collector's Office tweeted that they're unknown of what the problem is, and it's likely not to get resolved today. So if the DMV didn't sound bad already, it's just worse. So if you're getting a new license, just keep that in mind. Maybe you wait a week or so. Well, also in state news, Governor DeSantis signed some bills today. This is going to protect the state from foreign influence. The law is going to prevent people from China and six other countries from buying farmland or properties near military bases or critical infrastructure unless they are U.S. citizens or a permanent residence. The second bill is going to block states and universities and colleges from entering the partnerships with China, Cuba, Iran, North Korea, Russia, Syria, and Venezuela. And then the third bill is going to block apps like TikTok from government and educational servers and devices. And then lastly, in state news, Disney is going away with reservations. So this is going to be not required for Florida parks anymore. Guests are going to no longer need a reservation for date-based tickets starting in January of 2024. And visitors are only going to need to buy a ticket for a specific date. They don't need to make a reservation for any specific parks. So I obviously haven't been to Disney in a while because I didn't know that this was a thing.
I've never been to actually, no, that's a lie. I've been once. But yeah, I'm not a member. I know a few people who are. Elsewhere in the country today, tomorrow, big meeting. Meeting with President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders. The debate is raging on about the debt ceiling. Republicans say that they want to address spending. They want cuts to spending. The Democrats say, no, we have to fix this debt limit hike first and then negotiate over cuts and budget reforms later. So experts are saying that by early June, there has to be legislation in place to avoid defaulting on the nation's debt. So a big meeting tomorrow with President Biden and House Speaker McCarthy on that. To say it was a tragic weekend in the state of Texas would be a gross understatement. We had two separate incidents. The man who allegedly drove into a crowd of people in front of a homeless shelter bus stop, killed 8, 10 others injured. 34-year-old George Alvarez formally charged today. Also, 33-year-old Mauricio Garcia, the man accused of fatally shooting 8 people at the Allen Premium Outlets in Texas. Investigators are looking into a motive. They have been looking over some social media accounts in which it appears is that he was a right-wing sympathizer, white supremacist ideology. They're looking into social media sites that promote that agenda. Russia launched a drone attack on Ukraine. 35 drones, including 30 in Kyiv. Ukraine says they were able to shoot down all 35, not without some casualties, though. One person killed and 3 others injured in Odessa, according to CNN. 6:45 now, time for traffic and weather together.
Well, roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. And 29 north and southbound lanes also looking good. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. Let's get a quick look from Alan Strum with our WER weather update.
The weather tonight will be warm and humid with overnight lows in the 60s. Also, we might see a little fog develop during the late night and morning hours. Rain chance on Tuesday is 30%. Certainly something might pop up right in the middle of the day. We'll watch for that. Highs will be in the low 80s on Tuesday. And each day this week, we've got a small chance that a shower or a thunderstorm pops up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks, Alan. Also, make sure to be listening this week because you can win some tickets to Showtime, which is presented by the Pensacola Children's Chorus. It's a Broadway-style extravaganza. It's featuring music from nearly every genre. It's going to range from classical to contemporary pop to musical theater and so much more. You don't want to miss out on this. This is an annual production. It's going to be from May 12th to May 14th at the Pensacola Sanger Theater, and you can win tickets right here on News Radio all throughout the day. So make sure to be listening for that. In health and science headlines, talking on your cell phone might actually be bad for you. In a study, it says that cell phone calls are linked to hypertension. So according to new research out of China, talking on your cell phone for 30 minutes a week or more, okay, that's easy to do, could be linked to high blood pressure. Those who spent a half an hour on the phone, even hands-free, were 12% more likely to develop hypertension. So 6 hours a week could raise the risk up to 25%. So just keep that in mind next time you're on a long phone call.
I can't remember the last time I was on a 30-minute phone call with anybody. I mean, I'm just such a texter.
Really?
So crisis averted. I don't have to worry about blood pressure issues, apparently. So
I don't know the last time I went a day without at least 30 minutes on a phone call. Yeah, no. I'm always on the phone. Yikes. So
nope, I'm texter, but no, don't call me. Just text me. sports news on the diamond right now. The Tampa Bay Rays 28-7 on the year so far. That's absolutely unheard of. But they're leading the Baltimore Orioles 1-0. That in the top of the fifth. The Marlins will play later, 8:40. They're in Arizona taking on the Diamondbacks. The Braves are off today. In the NBA, this one just getting underway, 17-13, the Miami Heat with an early lead over the Knicks. That will be followed up by the Lakers and the Warriors starting at 9. That one on TNT as well, the Lakers leading 2-1 in that series. Nugget star Nikola Jokic, if you didn't see this, the ball went out of bounds right into the arms of Matt Ishbia, who is the owner of the Suns. And rather than just kind of throwing the ball back into play or just giving it to an official, Ishbia clutches the ball like, you know, it's his ball, which I guess technically it is because they're playing in Phoenix and he's the owner of the Suns. So I guess technically it is. But just a weird situation. Of course, you know, the NBA has had these issues in the past where players have, you know, been close to the crowd and, you know, fights have gone on. So Nikola Jokic kind of rips the ball out of Ishbia's hands, kind of gives him a little shove in the chest, and Ishbia just falls back like, you know, he was shot by a sniper. But Jokic not suspended. He was fined $25,000 for that. 12 minutes from now, the NHL draft lottery gets underway at 7 o'clock. This is a big deal if you're a hockey fan, especially if you are a fan of one of the four or five teams that have the biggest shot for Connor Bedard. If you're a hockey fan, you know all about him. If you're not a hockey fan, he is right up there with some of the top prospects to ever come into the NHL. We're talking Wayne Gretzky, Sidney Crosby, Connor McDavid. So the chances of getting him, the Anaheim Ducks have the best chance to do it. The Columbus Blue Jackets, Chicago Blackhawks, and San Jose Sharks. I am a Columbus Blue Jackets fan. I'm from Columbus. I've grown up with this team. It's the biggest night of my life as Columbus hockey fan. So I will be very sad or very depressed in about 12 minutes from right now. We won't be on the air to see my live reaction, so that's unfortunate. It is 6:50 right now in Pensacola right now, the news hour. We'll take a quick break and get you caught up and all the stuff we couldn't quite get to and looking at some more local headlines. It's Pensacola right now, the news hour on News Radio 92.3. I will always hear this song and think of SNL. Will Ferrell, Bruce Dickinson. Yes, the Bruce Dickinson. We've had this conversation before. Gracie, I sent you the link to it when we had this conversation the last time.
I did watch it. I'm wondering if that's going to be a recap that they're playing on SNL since they're not showing any new ones.
It could be.
Maybe they will take requests.
Yeah. But yeah, anytime I hear that song, so well done. Well done. Good job out of you there. Real quickly here, some local headlines. Tomorrow we'll have Mayor DC Reeves. He'll have his weekly press conference with all the very latest. I will say I really appreciate, you know, and Mayor Grover Robinson did this too, especially when COVID entered into the conversation. He was doing weekly updates as well. I know that's really appreciated by the media, and Mayor DC Reeves has continued that, and he is very open and of his time and letting us know what's going on. So he'll have a press conference tomorrow with all the latest on the city council. Their meeting on Thursday, they just passed the agenda today. 6:55, last look at the roads. Gracie.
Roads are looking good with I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns, as well as 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. This traffic update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. Barbary Plumbing, make sure to call them for the best of the bay. Winner Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's get a quick look from Alan Strum with our weather.
The weather tonight will be warm and humid with overnight lows in the 60s. Also, we might see a little fog develop during the late night and morning hours. Rain chance on Tuesday is 30%. Certainly something might pop up right in the middle of the day. We'll watch for that. Highs will be in the low 80s on Tuesday. And each day this week, we've got a small chance that a shower or a thunderstorm pops up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks, Alan. Well, hopefully the weather will be nice this weekend, because the annual Kids Fishing Clinic is going to be this Saturday, May 13th at Maritime Park. It's free registration for kids ages 5 to 15, and registration starts at 8:30 for the first 350 participants. Participants are going to get a free fishing combo while supplies last. Let's get some more local updates from Joe Ford.
Happy trails to the historic Whittle Building in downtown Milton. Demolition began on Friday in the city of Milton there. The state budget, of course, we're waiting word on what will make survive the cuts from Governor Ron DeSantis. One of them we hope to would be the regional fire training facility that's planned for the Gonzales area. The state budget includes $1 million for that. So we'll wait and see what the governor does with that. Looking around the state, Disney doing away with the reservation requirements of Florida parks. Statewide computer outage. We don't know how long this will last, when they'll get systems back on at the DMVs around Florida. So certainly local effect impacts there if you're trying to get a driver's license or copy of a title. So if you need to do that, I would certainly see if you can't call ahead or check online and see what the wait times are on that, as at least one tax collector's office in Florida today said that they don't know what the problem is, and it's not likely to be resolved today. So that could be sticking around for a couple of days. Russia launched a drone attack on Kyiv over the weekend. 35 drones total, 30 in Kyiv. Ukraine says it shot them all down. There were some civilian casualties, though, some damaged buildings. CNN reports at least one person was killed in the city of Odessa. The Biden administration pushing for passenger compensation. Of course, that was a big deal around the holiday season. The Department of Transportation will be proposing a new rule that would require airlines to provide customers with vouchers, miles, or even cash refunds when flights are canceled or delayed by something within the airline's control. And also included in that would be the cost of hotels, meals, and transportation. So not directly talking about flights there. Gracie, we had the Guardians of the Galaxy, as expected, a big weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This weekend, it made over $114 million in the domestic box office for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Super Mario came in second place, taking home $19 million, followed by Evil Dead Rises, made about $6 million this weekend. And if you're a Stranger Things fan, there may be a little bit of a delay coming out due to this writer's strike. The creators took to Twitter this weekend saying that there's going to be a delay, so just keep that in mind. But if you're a Yellowstone fan, Yellowstone, the rest of season 5 coming out in November, and then we're going to get a sequel coming up in December as well. So some bad news and good news for Yellowstone fans.
31-30 Knicks over the trailing the Heat right now. End of the first quarter on TNT. Please, if you're the praying type, say a prayer for my Columbus Blue Jackets. We could win the draft lottery, get Connor Bedard. We'll find out. We'll see you tomorrow. Bobby may be in. We don't know yet, but we'll wait and see. Hope you've had a good Monday. We'll see you next time on the NewsHour, Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.